Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们要赞美你，我们要谢谢你。
All by your grace, today we can come before you to worship you.
这是给你，你给我们的恩典，让我们今天来敬拜你。
It's all because of the work you have done through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
真是你让耶稣基督在十字架所成就的，让我们今天有这样一个机会。
Today is a Palm Sunday.
今天是棕榈月的日，棕榈日。
2000 years ago, our Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem on this day.
2000年前，我们的主耶稣基督在这一天进了耶路撒冷。
是
humbly riding on the donkey.
这是谦谦卑卑的，谦谦和和的，骑着驴驹子去的。
He is the king.
他是王。
Amen.
But he came not to conquer the world by force, but to conquer people's heart with love.
他不是通过武力来征服这个世界，他是来让我们有一颗心能够来占领我们的心。
Lord, we praise you.
主啊，我们要谢谢你。
May you speak to us today.
愿你今天对我们说话。
May all the hearts turn towards to you and belong to you.
我们所有的心都在这里向着你。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们在此奉耶稣基督名祷告。阿门。
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Recently, I read Psalm 73. I really like.
最近一段时期，我读到这个诗篇73篇，我真的是很喜欢这个。
When I meditated this psalm, Lord revealed himself to me.
当我思想这个经文的时候，神就向我显现他自己。
He also made me think about a lot about myself and also about brothers and sisters.
然后也让我想了很多有关我自己和我的弟兄姐妹们的事情。
Today I want to share what I have learned with you.
今天我要和大家分享一下我学到的是什么呢？
So first, I want just we read through this psalm together.
好，我们先要一起来读这个诗篇，先读英文。
We'll read English first and then Chinese.
好，我们先读英文，然后读中文。诗篇七十三篇。
So verse one, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet.Came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there is no pain in their death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace.The garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness. The imaginations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from high. They have set their mouths against the heavens and their tongue parades through the earth. Therefore, his people return to this place.And the waters of abundance are drunk by them. They say, how does God know? And is their knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked and always at ease. They have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. For I have been stricken all day long and chastened every morning. If I had said,I will speak thus. Behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my sight. Until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in the moment, they are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. Like a dream, when one awakes, O Lord, when arose, you will despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And beside you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But for me, the nearest of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
好，我们现在来读一下中文诗篇七十三篇，亚萨的诗。神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，我的就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有痛苦，他们的气力却也壮实。他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意所欺压人的话，他们的说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎么晓得至高者岂有知识呢？看哪、啊、这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。我思索怎能明白这事，眼见实系为难。等我讲了，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，他实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。然而我常与你同在，你搀住我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心必来，我的心常衰残，但神是我们心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要灭亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。但我亲近神与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
好 ，Thank you. We know this psalm. The author is Asa.
我们知道这篇诗篇的它的作者是亚萨。
So he's the leader of the choir and band in David's time.
他那个时候在大卫的时候，他是做诗班和乐队的领头的。
Can we show the next slide, please?
啊，下一个。
Yeah, in the First Chronicle chapter 16, verse 4 to 7, here is when David took back the Ark of God.
我们再看这个历代志上十六章四到七节里面，那个时候所描这个经节描述的就是大卫把约柜从拿带回来了。
Yeah, and then David, verse 4, he said he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the Ark of the Lord.
那第四节是这样说，大卫就派几个利未人在耶和华的约柜前侍奉。
And verse 5, it says, Asa, the chief.
这个第五节为首的是亚撒。
So now we know Asa is a Levite.
我们知道亚撒是利未人。
And then verse 5, the end of that, you see, Asa played loud sounding cymbals.
那第五节大家看见亚撒是敲钹。
Yeah, and then in verse 7, one more time, he said, on that day, David first ascended Asa and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord.
然后第七节，大卫初次借亚撒和他的弟兄们以诗歌赞美神。
Yeah, so now we know Asa is the leader of the band, you know, to worship God, or worship Lord.
所以亚撒是这个乐队的首头。
And let's look at next slide. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
在历代志下五章。
So this is the time that Solomon finished the building of the temple and he's about to offer the temple.
这个记载的是所罗门那时候建造完了这个圣殿，然后他要献上这个圣殿。
And it said, you know, verse 11 said, when the priests came forth from the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sacrificed themselves without regard to division.
所以他记载，当时在那里所有的祭司都已自洁，并不分班供职。
Verse 12, and all the Levitical cedars, Asa, Heban, and then all the rest.
你看，十二节就是说歌唱的利未人，第一个记载的就是亚撒、利曼和其他一些人。
Yeah, now we know he's not just in the band, he's also in the choir. He's a singer.
所以他这里不但是在这个乐队里面，他也是诗班的，他也在诗班里面。
And then, let's look at next slide. So, in Ezra, we see here when Zerubbabel came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the Jerusalem, and then there the sons of Asa also came back with him.
所以在以斯拉记三章里面记载，当所罗巴伯领着其他的犹太人回耶路撒冷的时候，我们也看见这里记载了亚撒的子孙。
Yeah, so now we know. So Asa really he has a job to lead the choir and the band, and also his descendant also, you know, follow him and serve God in that area.
我们看见亚撒是那个时候带领诗班和乐队，我们也看见亚撒的子孙后来也是跟着他的这个亚撒的脚步，也是在诗班和乐队。
So Asa also wrote a beautiful psalms to praise God.
亚撒也写了很多很美的诗篇来赞美神。
So in the book of Psalms, he wrote.Chapter 50 and also chapter from 73 to all the way to 83, so total 12.
所以在诗篇里面，亚撒写了五十篇和七十三篇到八十三篇，总共十二篇诗篇是亚撒写的。
So there are many very famous verses in his psalms.
在他的所写在诗篇中记载了很多他写的经节。
So today we're going to look at the Psalm 73.
今天我们要看的就是诗篇73篇。
In this psalm, Asa brought up a very common question.
在这个诗篇中，亚萨提出了一个非常非常常见的一个问题。
Yeah, that question was asked by many God people and even those non-believers. They also have the same question.
这个问题很多时候是被这个属神的人，或者这些甚至是那个不相信的神的人也问这个问题。
Question is, why do evil people live a good life? Why good people suffer?
为什么这些恶人他们常常的享福呢？为什么这些好的人呢常常过的日子很难过呢？
So in English, there's a saying, say what goes around comes around. And in Chinese, we have 善有善报，恶有恶报。
所以在英文中呢，就是说 "What goes around comes around"， 就是转来转去转圈子。在中文中呢，有一句话呢，叫做"恶有恶报，善有善报，恶有恶报"。
Yeah, in our conscience, we all hope good people, good deed will result in good results, and the bad deed will result in bad end.
所以在我们的良心中，我们都希望。你是做好人做好事的话，你就有好的结果。如果做坏人坏事的话，你就有坏的结果。
But in reality, we don't see that. Why?
但实际上我们看不见这样的事情，为什么呢？
Is there a God at all? Or if there's a God, is he fair?
是不是神在那里呢？如果是有神的话，他是不是公平的呢？
As Christians, we believe there is a God, and He reigns over everything, and He's in control of everything.
对基督徒来说，我们相信是有一位神，他是掌管所有一切的，他是坐在宝座上的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, verse 3 and 4.
在生命记三十二章三到四节是这样写的。
Let's look at the slide. So it says, "For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he."
我要宣告耶和华的名。你们要将大德归于我们的神，他是磐石，他的行为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
So this is Moses' song.
这个是摩西的歌。
As before he died, he told to Joshua and the Israel people.
在摩西死之前，他告诉约书亚和其他的以色列民众。
Now we can see God proclaimed that He is faithful, He's righteous and just.
所以我们看见这里，神是信实的、诚实无伪的神，公义的。
Okay, so then why does God let those evil people live a good life?
那为什么神让那些恶人能够活的一个活的日子过得很好呢？
Let's look at next slide. In verse 17 of the Psalm 73, let's pay attention to that verse.
所以在刚才所读的诗篇17节的时候，这大家看一下。
Asa said.Then I perceived their end.
然后我就思想他们的结局。
Okay, what is the end of the person? Or what is the end of the thing?
所以这个人，这个事的结局是什么呢？
We people live on this earth. If you believe death is the end, then it is true that it's not fair for thoseA wicked people live a good life and then die a good death.
所以作为人来说，这是活在这个世界上，如果你认为死亡就是生命的终点的话，那么确实是真的。因为如果你看见这个恶人死的时候过的日子很好，你会认为是不公平的。如果是好人死的时候这个不得好死的话，你也不认为是公平的。
But praise God, He is from eternity to eternity. He's beyond time.
所以赞美神，他是活到从永远到永远的，他是在时间以外的。
He can see further than us.
神能够看得比我们远。
He can see the real end.
他能够看见一个人最终的结局。
In John chapter 5, verse 28 to 29, Jesus says, Do not marvel at this, for hour is coming, in which all who are in the tomb will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who did the good deed to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment.
约翰福音五章二十八节到二十九节是这样记载的，五章二十八节，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来。二十九节，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Here the Bible tells us death is not the end. There will be resurrection and there will be judgment.
所以这里圣经告诉我们，我们的死亡并不是一个生命的终点，那有复活也要有审判。
Okay, let's look at next slide. Then in the verse 18 and 19 of Psalm 73, Asa realized and wrote this, Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction.How they are destroyed in a moment, they are utterly swept away by sudden terrors.
所以在诗篇七十三篇的十八十九节，亚撒这样写：你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在尘沦之中，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
So this is their result. This is their end.
God
destroyed them in a moment.
所以这就是他们的结局，这就是他们的结果。我们的神在瞬间之内，瞬间就把他们毁灭了。
Praise God, He is righteous and just. God, just as He proclaimed.
所以赞美神，他是公义的，就像神所应许的一样。
Okay, now, so I think this is the main theme of this psalm that.God is righteous and just.
所以我觉得这就是这个诗篇的主要的要义，就是神是公义的，神是公平的。
Yeah, but now I want to look at this psalm again. This psalm is really interesting.
所以我们现在来看一下这个诗篇，再看一些这个诗篇，这个诗篇非常有趣。
He tells us a story that Asa experienced.
他告诉我们一个故事，就是亚撒他所经历的。
Yeah, he tells us what Asa when he went through in his mind.
所以告诉我们这亚撒他思想的经历是怎样的。
Yeah, let's pay attention to that and see what we can learn from it.
那我们注意一下，让我们看一下我们学到什么。
So first, yeah, we look at Asa's experience. So first, as we learned earlier, Asa is the leader of worship.
我们刚才讲过，亚撒是敬拜神的一个首领。
Yeah, his serving is very close to God.
他的在神面前的侍奉是很接近神的。
Yeah, but in verse 2,if you look at the next slide, he said, But as of me, my feet came close to stumbling, and my steps had almost slipped.
所以他第二节他这里讲，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些跌滑滑跌。
Yeah, when I read this, it's really draw my attention. It made me want to know what happened to Asa.
所以我读到这里的时候，真的是让我注意起来，真的是让我想到，哎，亚萨经历了什么呢？
And it seems like he has some challenges.
看上去他有些挑战。
Yeah, in verse 3, he says, For I am envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
所以在第三节说，我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
Now we know that Asa's challenge was he envied those wicked people because they are prosper.
所以我们看见，亚萨这里的主要的这个问题就是他心怀不平了，因为那些恶人和狂傲人享平安。
Yeah, then. And in the following verses, he described how those wicked people can find their way in this world, how they have less trouble, live a very comfortable life, and then at the same time, they did many wicked things, and they don't fear God.
然后下面几节经节呢，就是描写了这些坏恶人是怎样在这个世上生活，然后他们也没有什么麻烦。然后有一个很舒适的生活，同时他们还做了很多恶事，他们也不害怕神。
That sounds familiar, right? If we look around us, we see those kind of things happening.
这个听上去很熟悉吧？我们看看周围，我们看见这个事情也常常这样的事情常常发生。
Yeah, no matter if it's in the past or in the current days or in China or in America.We all have heard those kind of stories, or sometimes we experience those stories ourselves.
所以不论是过去或者现在，在中国、美国，我们都听到这样的故事，然后我们也有实际上体验过这样的故事。
Why? Why those things happen?
为什么呢？这些事为什么会发生呢？
Yeah, because the world is under the control of the evil one.And because people are all sinners, this world is corrupted.
因为这个世界都是在恶的控制之下，因为我们的人，我们这些人都是罪人，这个世界是腐坏的。
And then there came the temptation. So what would God people react those things when they see these things?
所以就到了这个诱惑这个事情，这个主要问题就是我们这些属神的人看见这样的事情该怎样的反应。
Asa was very honest. He said he almost slipped.
所以亚萨是很诚实，他说他差不多快要跌倒了。
In verse 10 to 14, he also mentioned that not just himself.God people were attracted to those things, and their hearts are in trouble.
所以在十章到十四十节到十四节，他接着说，不但他自己，而且其他属神的人也会被这样的事情所吸引，然后他们的心也是有苦水的。
Yeah, when the wicked ones boast themselves before God, God people's faceis really put to trial.
所以当那些恶人在神面前自夸的时候，属神的人的信心也是被试炼了。
Here in verse 13, he said, Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocent.
十三节，我实在徒然洁净了我的心。突然洗手表明无辜。
Are we keeping our heart pure in vain? Are we living a godly life in vain?
我们是不是洁净了我们的心？我们是不是洗手表明无辜呢？
God people's heart God's people are really losing their heart.
所以属神的人真的是洁净了他们的心。
Are losing their heart. They're
所以属神的人真的时候真的是很失望，就觉得他们的心里不平。
Yeah, they're very confused.
他们很混乱。
Yeah, I have to admit that there are times that I also ponder and envy the prosperity of other people around me, and imagine that if I were to do it, I would have the same achievement or maybe better achievement.
所以我也要承认，我有时候也是也是在思考我也是在这里羡慕那些其他人他们的过得好日子，但是实际上并没有什么错，但是我也是这样。
But I didn't realize that my heart was drawn towards worldly things.
但是我没有 但是我没有意识到我的心被吸引到这个世界上的事情。
I became double-minded. Just like Jesus said, those people who love God and also love money.
所以我的心也变成了这个两面的，就像耶稣说的，那些人既爱神也爱马门。
So here Asa gave us a warning. Be careful, don't stumble or slip.
所以这里亚萨给了我们一个警告，小心啊，不要跌倒，不要滑脚。
Yeah, this is a big temptation. It is Satan's trap.
这个是一个很大的诱惑，这个是撒旦的网罗。
Yeah, when we start focusing on the earthly things, we are in danger.
如果我们注目在属世的事情，我们就有危险了。
Okay, so here comes the turning point.
然后就到了这个转折点。
Yeah, in verse 17, Asa said, until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end.
所以亚萨17节这样写的，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Yeah, so when God's people face in danger, so here is the turning point.
所以真属神的人有了危险的时候，这里就是转折点。
Yeah, praise God, Asa found the right way.
感谢主，亚瑟找到了一个正确的路。
So he said he came into the sanctuary of God.
所以亚瑟说他进了圣所。
So as we know earlier, Asa was the leader of the choir and band.
我们以前知道，我们刚才知道亚萨是诗班和乐队的首领。
He often served before God.
他常常在神面前侍奉。
It's not like he rarely come to the temple or come to the ark of God.
并不像别人一样，他常常到这个圣所，和圣所。
Yeah,
he would
probably be there a lot.
有可能他去的常常去。
The key point is where his heart is.
这个要点就是他的心在哪里。
When his heart is not right, then he's prone to stumble when facing temptation.
当他的心不对的时候，遇见试探的时候，他就常常会跌倒。
When Asa came to God with a prayerful heart, when he is seeking God's heart,
当亚萨来到神的面前，有一个祷告的心，然后他就是寻求神的心。
Then God revealed himself to him.
然后神就向他显现他自己。
And then Asa started looking at things from God's perspective.
然后亚萨就从神的角度来看这些事情。
Then this time when he said,I perceive their end, so this time he sees the true end of those people.
所以这里他说，我思想他们的结局，这一次他就看见这些人最终的结局。
The end is not from people's worldly perspective, but from God's heavenly perspective.
这个结局不是从世人的角度看，而是从神的角度来看。
I think this is very crucial.
我想这个很重要。
I thought of ourselves.
我想了想我们自己。
In our church, we have Sunday worship. Sunday worship meetings, we have Bible study meetings, we have prayer meetings, and we have other kind of meetings.
在我们教会，我们有主日的敬拜，我们有查经小组，然后我们有祷告会和其他一些会。
It's not like we don't come to God at all.
但并不是，这并不是说我们一点都不到神面前来。
Preach to our Lord Jesus. He opened this new and living way, so we can come before God directly.
所以感谢我们的主耶稣基督，他开了这条又新又活的路，然后我们直接能够到神的面前来。
But many times when we come to the Lord, we only care for our own things.
但是感谢主，我们有时候，但是很多次，我们到主的面前的时候，我们只是关心我们自己的需要。
We only with the request of our own benefit.
我们只是向主求我们自己所要的，
We don't seek God's interest. We don't seek God's heart.
我们并不寻求主的心意，我们也不寻求主所要的。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus taught his disciple how to pray.
在马太福音第六章，耶稣教他的门徒们怎样祷告。
In verse 33, he said, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
所以，6章33节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Yeah, when we come before God, let's have a right heart. Let's have a prayerful heart.
当我们到主面前的时候，让我们有一颗祷告的心，
And then God will speak to us.
神就会向我们说话，
And we will know his heart.
然后我们就懂得神的心意。
Just like I think last week, Brother Peng shared in Philippians chapter 2, he said, so we can have the same mind as Jesus, as Christ.
然后就像彭弟兄上次讲到，在腓立比书第二章说，我们有一个和神有一样的心意，
Yeah, 以基督的心为心。
以耶稣基督的心为心。
Yeah. So recently, our church planning group met with brothers, sisters, from the different fellowships.
最近我们教会的计划小组和教会的弟兄姐妹有不同的查经班的弟兄姐妹有一些对话。
Yeah, we encourage more brothers, sisters to come to the Lord and pray together.
我们鼓励更多的弟兄姐妹到主面前来，然后一起祷告。
Yeah, we hope gradually our prayer will be aligned with God's heart.
然后我们希望更多一些我们的心意，祷告能够符合神的心意。
We seek what God wants, not what we want.
我们追求神所想要的，不是我们自己想要的。
Then our viewpoint of things will be changed from
然
earthly
后，
point of view to a heavenly point of view.
我们对这个世界上的事情的看法也会改变，从属地的角度就会转到属天的角度。
So let's look at Asa. So after he entered into the sanctuary of God, he has a new view.
所以我们看一下亚萨，他进了圣所之后，他有了一个新的看法。
Yeah, in verse 18 to 20, we actually look at earlier. He said, "Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment, they're utterly swept away by sudden terrors, like a dream. When one awakes, O Lord, when arose, you will despise them, despite their fall.
所以18到20节，你实在把他们安在华地，使他们掉在成人之中，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
Yet with this new heavenly view, Asa can see those wicked people actually are in the slippery places.
所以有这个属天的这个角度来看，亚萨看见了这些恶人实际上是已经进了滑地。
And their end is destruction. Their seemingly comfortable life is just a dream.
所以他们的结局是毁灭，他们看上去很好的地上的日子其实是个梦。
Yeah, so this is the view of those wicked people.
所以这个这个这些地上的好日子只是这些坏人的一个影像。
Yeah. So next time, next slide, let's see, Asa have a new view of himself.
所以我们看下面几节，就是亚萨对他自己也了有一个新的看法。
Yeah, let's look at next verses, 21 and 22. So in God's light, Asa looked at himself and realized how foolish he is.
所以21到22节在神的光照中，亚萨就看着他自己，就知道他自己是多么的愚蠢。
Yeah, we can tell his heart really hurt because he didn't trust God, he didn't know God.
所以我们看见他的心实在是伤痛，因为他并不信靠神，他不认识神。
He used the earthly things that he can see to replace the eternity.
他用地上的事情来这个代替了天上永久的事情。
Yeah, that's actually is what we often do as well.
我们也常常这样做。
When we look down our God, we only focus on things we can see and only focus on things we can touch.
当我们看低我们的神的时候，我们只能就是我们的眼目就注重在我们眼睛看见我们能摸到的事情上。
But we forgot God's heart for us is for eternity.
我们忘记神给我们的心意，实际是他给我们的心意是为了永生的心意。
Do we know how foolish we are?
我们是知道我们是自己是多愚蠢了。
May God's light enlighten our heart.
愿神的光能够照耀我们。
So after Asa has a new view, his view of God also changed.
当亚萨有了一个新的观点之后，他对神的观点也改变了。
Yeah, that's recorded in the following verse, 23
to 28. 23到28节是这样，就是记载这样的事情。
Now, after Asa realized how close he's about to stumble, his attitude towards God changed.
所以当亚萨看见他是这么容易就会摔倒的话，他对神的观点也改变了。
Now he says, you...took hold of my right hand.
现在他说你搀住我的右手。
He want to be close to God.
他要和神亲近。
And he want to be with God all the time.
然后他要和神一直在一起。
And also be guided by God's word.
然后受神的言语的训言的引导。
Yeah, and then the following two verses are very famous, and we probably all know it.
下面几节就是非常有名的经节，我们大概都知道。
Verse 25, 26. He said, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And beside you, I desire nothing on earth."
除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Yeah, probably when we read this, we in our heart, in our ahead, we will hear the melody, right? So we all are very familiar with this song.
我们都很熟悉这首唱的诗歌，我们都应该想起这个乐曲来。
Yes, we pray, may God give us this pure heart. We only seek Him, we only desire Him.
让神给我们这一颗纯洁的心，让我们只是追求他。
Not double-minded.
然后我们在地上我们也没有所爱慕的。
Yeah, many times Christians seek earthly things, seek earthly blessings, like good health, good job, good career, but not seeking God himself.
所以很多基督徒在往往追求地上的事情，有一个好的健康，有个好的工作，有个好的这个事业，但是没有追求神自己。
Yeah, we think those things are God blessings.
我们觉得那些好的事情都是神的祝福，是好的。
But we forgot God is the source of all the blessings.
但我们忘记神是所有一切好的这个源头。
Yeah, in Colossians chapter 2, Paul told us that in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete.
所以在哥罗西书二章九节这样写的，因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And then in Psalms 16 verse 2, David said, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good besides you.
所以在诗篇16章2节，大卫也是诗篇是这样写的，我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Yeah, Asa got the secret. He want God himself.
亚萨得了这个秘诀，他要神自己。
In verse 27, he says, those who are far from you will perish.
27节是这样写的，远离你的必要灭亡。
Yeah, we pray God give us this vision, and give us this heart, we want to be close to him.
让我们的神给我们这样一个意向，让我们能够愿意和他亲近。
So we know that he is more precious than the blessings.
所以我们知道神他是比这些他给我们的祝福要更宝贵。
Just like the hymn we sing earlier today, once it was blessings, now it is the Lord.
那我们有一篇我们唱过这样诗篇，以前是祝福，现在是神自己。
Yeah, and just recently we are studying the Philippians. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, Paul said, whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss because of Christ.
腓立比书三章是吧
？Yeah, chapter 3 verse 7.
腓立比书我们最近所学的这个经节里面有这个腓立比书三章七节，只是我以先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因基督都当作有损的。
He said the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, you know, is more valuable.
后三章八节他又写到，我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Yes, so now Asa can see, he wants to be with God all the time, so that is most precious.
对，这里亚萨想要和神在一起是更宝贵的。
Yeah, from here we can see the Asa's, what Asa went through from beginning, and then he turned, and now his the view to everything been changed.
所以我们看见这个亚萨对于描写他起先的时候是怎样看的，现在他的观点又改变了，现在最后从神的观点来看。
Okay, So here I also noticed a word I want to share with you that is slippery. So slippery places. So that's the topic of this today's message.
所以我也这里想跟大家分享一个这个滑脚这个字，这个字就是今天的标题。
Yeah, let's look at the slides.
滑地，
Yeah. So in this psalm, I noticed the word slip was used in two verses.
在这个经文里，我就看见这个滑地用在有两个地方。
Next. Yes. So this is slippery. So we can see it's a warning sign, right? So it's a fault because it's too slippery.
大家看见这个标记。
So next verse, we see next slide.Okay, we see in verse, Asa said, surely you set them in slippery places.
这个是和你把他们，你实在是把他们安在滑地。
And also in verse 2, Asa said, I almost slipped.
第二节，亚萨说我差不多滑倒。
Yeah, so slipped means, sin against God.
这个滑地名词，就是意味着就是这个向神犯罪。
Yeah, like stumbled, right? Slipped or stumbled. So that means sin against God.
然后就跌倒，就是向神犯罪。
Yeah. So if we were in a slippery place, we are very likely to slip.
如果我们在这个滑地的话，我们就很容易滑倒。
But if we don't even know we are in a slippery place, it's even more likely to slip.
如果你甚至不知道你在这个滑地的话，滑倒的地的话，你就更容易滑倒。
So in this psalm, it says God let the wicked ones live a comfortable life, but actually they are in a slippery place.
所以在这个经文中说，神让那些恶人有一个舒服的日子，但是其实那些恶人就是在一个更容易滑倒的地方。
This makes me think about our own life. You know what our life is like.
这让我想起我们实在是我们现在的生活是怎样的。
Are we living a too comfortable life?
我们是不是过得太舒服了？
Are we also in a slippery place, but we don't realize it?
我们是不是在滑地，但我们并不意识到呢？
Or are we envious of those who are in a slippery place, and that will cause us to slip as well?
是不是我们还也羡慕那些在滑地的滑倒之地的人们？是不是让我们能够这样的话，也是让我们更容易滑倒呢？
In Revelation chapter 3, in the letter to the church Laodicea, John described them as lukewarm water.
好，在启示录三章，在写给老底嘉教会的信中，约翰就把他们形容为温吞水，不冷不热的。
Yeah.So let's look at the verses in the slides. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, John said, because you see, I'm rich and I have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
所以在启示录三章十七节约翰是这样说的，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那样那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
How terrible is it?
这样多可怕呀。
in current age, many churches are like the church in Laodicea.
在现在这个时代，很多教会就像这个老底家教会一样。
Is our church in the same situation?
那我们教会是不是在同样的光景呢？
Do we think we are rich?
我们认为我们是富足吗？
Maybe. On one hand, we feel we all have a lot of Bible knowledges. We have good message, we have good preachers. So we are rich in spirit.
很多我们就自己觉得我们有很多圣经的知识，然后我们有很好的教导，所以我们在属灵里面是很富足啊。
On the other hand, we all live in Seattle area. This is a very wealthy area, and we are rich in materials.
另外一点，我们住在西雅图，这个是一个很富的城市，我们在物质上也很丰富啊。
Do we have the same feeling as the church in Laodicea that we have need of nothing?
是不是我们也像老底家教会一样，我们什么都不缺呢？
While in reality, we are spiritually miserable, poor, blind, and
但实际上，我们实际上我们真的是贫穷，我们是瞎眼。
And if that is the case, we are in a slippery place.
如果是真这就是这样的话，我们就是在一个滑地了。
Yeah. So if we were in that situation, what we should do?
我们如果在这样的光景的话，我们该做什么呢？
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, John gives three advices.
在启示录第三章，约翰给了三个建议。
He said, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and I self, not your eyes, so that you may see.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又穿白衣穿上。又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Okay, so first advice to buy gold refined by fire.
所以第一个建议就是要买火炼的金子。
He said, then so that you may become rich.
然后你就富足。
So this rich is rich in spirit.
这个富足是在属灵里面的富足。
And then what does the gold refined by fire means?
那是这个火炼的金子是什么意思呢？
We look at next slide. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, it reads, In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while,If necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
所以在彼得 Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以在彼得一书六章七节六节到七节是这样写的，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既得试炼，就比那火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着荣耀称颂。荣耀和尊贵。
When we went through trials, our faith was tested.
当我们经过试炼的话，我们的信心就被试验了。
So right now, the pandemic has been over a year. Everyone is distressed.
大家看见现在这个瘟疫已经有一年多了，大家都很忧郁
Yeah, we are all under the trial.
我们都是在火的试验下。
So what is our faith like?
我们的信心是怎样呢？
Is our faith become becoming pure after the being refined by fire?
我们的信心是不是经过火试炼以后更加坚定了呢？
Or is starting crack?
或者是已经慢慢的就有了缺口。
John here said to buy gold. So it means we need to pay a price.
约翰就在这里说就是要买这个火炼的金子就是要我们要付代价的。
Did you pay a price for your faith?
你有没有为你的信心付一个代价呢？
If we pay a price to demonstrate our faith in this tough situation, we will become spiritually rich.
如果我们付代价的话，就是彰显出我们在这个困难光景中的信心，我们就会属灵上就会富足。
So the second advice John said is to buy white garments so that you may clothe yourself.
第二个点，约翰说的就是算买白衣穿上，然后叫你羞耻的身体不露出来。
Yeah, let's look at the next slide is Revelation chapter 19.
好，我们看下一个就是启示录19章。
Yeah, so here is described the when Jesus comes, so there will be a wedding, right? Wedding banquet.
所以我们看见等耶稣再来的时候就有一个婚宴。
Yeah, let's read together. So 7 and 8, it says, Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
好，你们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So as a Christian, if we don't have a righteous acts to show our faith, it's like we are naked without clothes. It's shameful.
如果我们是基督徒，我们没有办法这个行出义来的话，就像我们就没穿衣服的，我们是赤身裸体的。
It's shameful.
这是很羞耻。
People cannot recognize us as Christians.
那别人就不会认出我们是基督徒来。
And we will not glorify God's name.
我们也不能荣耀神的名。
So here again, John said we need to pay a price to buy the white garments. So we need to pay a price.
所以这里约翰说我们要付一个代价然后买白衣。
Yeah, the first two advice are allrelated to our actions.
所以第一、第二个这个建议都是和我们的行为有关。
So the third advice is to buy eyes of to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
第三个建议又要买眼又要擦亮你的眼睛使你能看见。
So we all know the anointing, when we talk about anointing, is talk about Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个这膏油是讲的是圣灵的事情。
Yeah, so this means we will let the Holy Spirit to open our inner eyes so we can have this spiritual vision.
所以我们这里所说的就是用让圣灵能够打开我们心中的眼睛让我们能看见。
Yeah, so this is so important.
这个是非常要紧。
Like last week, Brother Peng said,Our man is so important. So that's the battlefield.
上一周跟弟兄讲我们的心思意念很重要这就是我们的里面的战场。
Yeah. How could our man change?
希望我们的心思意念能够改变。
How could our mind change?
我们的外表也外面的行为也会改变。
How could our mind change?
所以我们的心思意念怎么改变呢？
We need to have the vision first.
我们要看见有这个意象。
And then when our inner eyes can see, and then our mind will change.
所以我们里面的眼睛能看见的话，我们的心思就能改变。
And then we will have the right action.
我们就有正确的行为。
Okay. So let's look at the next slide. So actually, in the beginning of this psalm, in verse 1, author says, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
所以我们看见是这个刚开始讲的第一节，就是亚萨说神实在是恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Actually, also already tells us his conclusion.
所以看第一节的话，这个作者已经告诉了我们这个那个答案结局结果。
Yeah, so pure in heart, so that remind us in book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以这里经节里面所讲的清心的人，就让我们想起了这个是看见马太福音马太福音五章八节是这样相似的，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Yeah, and also in the last verse of this chapter, this Psalm 73, author says, but as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
所以在这个这个诗篇的这一章的最后一节是这样，亚撒这样，但我亲近神是我有欲。与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的行为。
Yeah, also he concludes this psalm in that he wants to get close to God.
所以他也是用这个经节来结尾，因为他要和神更亲近。
Then we just pray that God give all of us a pure heart. Before him.
让我们一起祷告，让神给我们一个清洁的心。
So we can be close to him and we can see him.
然后我们就和他亲近，就能够看见他。
Then we won't be in a slippery place, but in a firm ground.
然后我们就不会在滑地，我们是在坚硬的地上。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Dear Lord Jesus,
我们亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督。
How much you want us to have a pure heart for you?
真的是你多么希望我们有一颗清洁的心在你面前。
How much you want us to know you?
真的是你要我们多要我们能够明白你的心意。
Yet we are all blind.
也是啊，我们都是瞎眼的。
We only can see the things around us.
我们能看见就是我们周围的事情。
Sometimes we even envy those who are to be destroyed.
我们有时候甚至羡慕那些将要毁灭的人。
Oh God, please open our eyes so we can see you.
主啊，打开我们的眼睛，我们能看见你。
Amen.
Draw us close to you so we can know you are the only one worthy our desire.
真的是让吸引我们到你面前来，因为你是值得我们羡慕的。
You are the only one we can rely on.
你是唯一我们可依靠的。
是。
Lord, we praise you because you are righteous and just.
真的主啊，我们要赞美你，你是公平和公义的。
We pray you will be with us every day.
主啊，我们祷告你每天与我们同在。
You are our refuge.
你是我们的避难所。
Amen.
Lord, put us in the firm ground.
主啊，让我们在这个坚硬的地上。
So we may have joy in you, not from this world.
然后我们在你里面得喜乐，而不是在这个世界上得喜乐。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.